and you can win a pair of tickets on McGraw in the Morning.
How?
Well, not now, but when you hear,
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
That'll be your cue to text the REP to 84126 or register online at KTRS.com. And it could be you and a friend in premium seats at the Repertory Theater to see Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash from the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
I am sure there are people who are listening and wondering, are they going to be on, are they going to be off again? Because they have been off so much lately because of personal reasons and Mizzou basketball. I'm here to tell you we're here.
Who is this?
My name is Terry Clower.
Terry Clower?
Terry Clower.
What do you do?
This rover. Word on the street is your show's in the crapper.
Well, I don't care what the word on the street is. Sometimes word on the street is misguided. My cousin was Jerry Clower. He was a minister turned comedian, and that's what I am. Former pastor, now comedian and commentator.
You were a pastor also?
Yes, I was. At a Baptist church in a little old bitty town down way down south in a town nobody ever heard of.
What's it called?
It's called Crump, Tennessee. It's a little bitty town, but that's neither here nor there. What is important is that I'm considering being a regular part of you all's show.
You are?
Yes, really? I am.
Did you talk to Frank about that?
I spoke with him just for a few moments. I have not had a chance to speak in depth with him on it, but he said that I could come on today and introduce the show and just sort of start the show off just to see how, you know, it went.
How about
that? If I was accepted by you guys, then, you know, we'd move on from there.
Yeah.
So he will probably come to you and say, what did you think about Terry Clower?
Okay.
And then you
fill in the blank.
Will give us
express to him
right.
your honest opinion that I'm fantastic and would be a great addition to the show. And I believe we move forward at that point with discussion of, you know, monetary remuneration.
All right.
So I will leave you now, and I bring in. And I know it's a shock to many people that he's even here because he's gone so much.
Whoa.
The one and only Frank Opinion. Frank, come on in here. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. What is it, Terry? Terry Crowell?
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Terry Clower.
Clower.
Clower. Clower. Yeah, I took that as a little bit of a jab that I'm not.
Yeah, I'll say.
Maybe like
he wants to talk about remunerations,
and maybe he's trying to say, hey, if I came on, I'd be here all the time. You know, like he wouldn't, you know, take off or anything. This is one of those days where we have so much that we could kick around, and you know, yesterday or even 2 hours ago, I had a whole different plan than I have now. I've had time to cool down. And here's what I've decided we'll do.
I did find out some things, too, after, because...
Did you let him just interrupt you like
you had
that?
Called me.
Ooh. Yeah, I did.
Hey, were we going to...
So sorry to interrupt!
I'm sorry, Dan, what did you interrupt
I
me
did
with?
Find out some other things...
about?
After, about what we discussed when you called me earlier about...
Boy, this is all the secret code talk.
Yeah. St. Louis Police Organization wanted an apology?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them. I found that out too. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Yeah. What I decided to do, and Dan will have his say in the Burt segment, and what I thought is, we'll let the audience drive the show. You know, if you want to call and ask what we think about something, you can, and there's plenty to ask about. Except for a couple of comments, we're going to go back to what we do, because today is a day when I will have to force myself to go down the road of funny stories and light things, because there's so many other things going on that that deserve to be talked about. Now, we will talk about things like the Cosby stuff, because that's not necessarily heavy, and it's not something people are, I don't think they're tired of hearing about it. I'll tell you what I am tired of already. I'm tired of the Ray Rice thing. I'm tired, you know, Matt Lauer did an interview with his wife. They must have shown excerpts from that interview, pretty much the same excerpt, 50 times. Enough of her, enough of him. You know, my take on her is this. You allowed a man to knock you unconscious and walk away and leave you on the floor. And this crap about why she's with him and why she went on and got married, everything she said everything except what I believe to be the truth. And that's, I'm a gold digger. I have no respect for myself. I'm insecure. I need a guy like this to support me, take care of me financially. And that's pretty much all that's what I think. And I like the way that in the interview she seems so strong and says, I will tell you this, this will not happen again. Well, it shouldn't happen the first time. And the best way to ensure it doesn't happen again is to get away from him. That's how you make sure it doesn't happen again. And this business about will he play, won't he play, who cares? I don't care. Michael Vick played again. And to many people, animals are more important than people. So that's something I'm tired of. I'm tired of hearing the name. Boy, this is not going to sit well with some people. I'm tired of hearing the name Michael Brown.
I am too. I'm with you on that one.
I'm tired of hearing that name. You want to talk about the injustice, and you want to talk about how, yes, some people aren't treated equally. Okay, that's true, I believe. Talk about that. But let's stop using the name of a criminal. And let's stop using that name as sort of the platform for all this. I'm tired of that. We're going to do the Burke segment. We have Jose in today. We have, sorry.
Oh, you okay? You all right?
Well, I don't know if you guys saw it or not. Burt Reynolds is bankrupt.
He is?
I did see that.
Yeah.
He's selling all of his.
Burt's bankrupt. 78 and.
Wow. 78?
70. I know. Holy cow. That's the kind of thing that makes you feel old.
Yeah.
Because I think of Burt Reynolds and I go, hey, Deliverance.
Yeah.
That guy, what is he, 40? No, he's 78 now. Man. And.
And I saw, you know, they're listing all these things that he's selling. And I can't remember.
Smoking
I can't remember what
stuff.
It was. Yes, I can't remember what it was. But
well, some of it's laughable. First of all,
well, right, and then you expect to hear a price of it was a leather jacket or something from maybe Smoking the Bandit, and you expect maybe that'll bring $5,000. They said hopefully it'll bring like $300. So it was not
probably more than
that's the first time I've seen a realistic auction price mentioned, because the truth is, who cares? I mean, what are you going to do? Somebody comes over and go, hey, let me go to the closet. Where do you see this? They bring it out. And they go, what's that? And you go, it's a leather jacket. What are you kidding? It's a leather jacket Burt Reynolds wore Smoking the Bandit. Yeah, and then they go, wow.
I guess, what was his last movie?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
But when he was doing movies, Smoking the Bandit and all that, I can imagine he was not getting paid.
Boogie Nights, maybe?
He did Boogie Nights, but he's done something after that. But it was just B-level stuff, you know. Here's what I do. I don't know how much Bert's going to make from the auction of his stuff, but whatever it is, he should take all the money and use it to hire someone to kill his plastic surgeon. Oh. He should hire an assassin to kill his plastic surgeon. Have you seen him?
No, did he spend all his money on
it? Oh, my goodness. Bad.
No, he put him right over there. Line him up with Wayne Newton and Kenny Rogers and Janice Dickerson. All these people who look like hideous monsters. My goodness, Burt Reynolds looks like a joke. Why can't he and Kenny Rogers and people realize that even as older men, Sean Connery, he didn't screw his face up. He still looks pretty good for an old guy. Well, you know, they age well. They look okay. No, they can't settle for that. Can't let nature take its course. I got to go have somebody stretch my face out and make me look like Joan Rivers. And that's what happened to Burt Reynolds. And Burt Reynolds has worn a toupee since he was in his late 20s or 30. When he was on, He played the role of Quint Asper. Don't ask me why I remember this. In Gunsmoke. He was a regular on Gunsmoke as Quint Asper, and he had very thin, wispy hair. Then all of a sudden, Burt Reynolds has hair. And it's all toupees through the years. The problem is, some of these guys don't understand that if you want to get a hairpiece and have it look real, then have it age appropriate. A guy who's 60s or 70 has a receding hairline. Okay, get one of those. Carl Reiner knew how to have toupees. But if you look at Burt Reynolds now, his toupees are even more hideous than they were and thicker than when he was younger. And I don't feel sorry for Burt Reynolds. I don't feel sorry for athletes or movie stars who have... Do you see the Creed, the lead singer for Creed? Did you see that
Scott
guy?
Scott Stapp, yes. He's...
homeless.
Yeah, what's...
homeless. Well, yeah, that's more of a drug issue, I think.
Really? You go through $30 million worth of drugs? I don't think you can buy that many drugs. It's not just drugs. The guy was worth at one point $30 million. Now, when I love this when they say, well, you know, they were taken advantage of by managers. And wow, you must really be stupid if you allow enough people to take advantage of you to take $30 million. And in Burt Reynolds' case, I'll bet it's more than 30.
Here you go. I'm looking at the list of his auction items.
Can I give you mine first?
Sure.
Here's what I have, and then you can add two if you have more. First of all, they say dozens of trophies. What kind of person wants to put on the mantle somebody else's trophy?
It's his high school trophies. That's what it says here.
Even
some of
funnier.
Them. Burt Reynolds, 1952 Palm Beach High School football
trophy.
That's
even more laughable. What's that worth? $20?
The current bid, high bid, is $700.
Well, that person's crazy. You know what that is? That's someone in Hollywood trying to help him out. I promise you. That's a celebrity doing it under a lawyer's name or agent's name or company name who doesn't want to embarrass him by, here, I'll hand out, I'll help you. I'm telling you, who else would give $700 except somebody trying to be nice and help Bert? Too bad Dinah Shore died a long time ago. She could have pulled him out of this. Mm-hmm. You know, that was his girlfriend, and she was a lot older. Remember that?
Yeah.
She's gone, or I'm sure she'd be able to write a check.
He was with Lonnie Anderson, too, for a while.
Ooh,
yeah.
She's another one that ruined her. They're perfect for each other now.
Thank you, Peon, because I forgot. Go look, folks, Google Lonnie Anderson, and you'll jump back in your chair. Oh, it'll frighten you. And this is a woman who at one time, wow, she Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton has overdone it now. But I have trophies. I don't want somebody else's trophy. A collection of cars. Well, what does that mean? Are they beat up? Are they shot? Are they... And
Hot Wheels?
And so what? Art. What kind of art? His? Did he draw it? Is it really worth any? Prop guns. There's a good one.
Prop guns?
From
movies?
Prop guns from movies.
Oh, boy.
And again, you have a party, or it's the holidays, and people are over, and you go, hey, let me show you something. And you take that out, and they go, hey, put that away, man. We don't need a gun. No, it's okay. It's a prop gun. It was one that Burt Reynolds used in a movie, and I got it for only $3,000. A monogrammed carriage gifted by Dolly Parton. It's monogrammed. It does not have your name on it, and it doesn't have a letter to you from Dolly Parton with it. Multitude of signed photographs. Ooh, what's that? That's worth a lot. Film memorabilia such as the red jacket you mentioned that he wore in Smokey and the Bandit. What do you have?
You can bid on a Burt Reynolds personalized hangers.
What? Personalized hangers?
What?
For clothing?
Yes, there's a group of five wood suit hangers.
Oh, my goodness.
With black plates, nameplates that read Burt Reynolds affixed to them.
All right, let me tell you something. I can take wooden hangers right now.
Yes, you could.
Take them down to an engraving place in St. Louis and say, put John Travolta on a little hanger plaque. Take them to my house and, hey, look at this. I got John Travolta's hangers. Who would know?
Would you like to know what the current bid is for that?
Yeah.
$300.
For the hangers?
Five hangers.
Well, again, that's somebody. I'm telling you, it's somebody in Hollywood.
Five hangers.
The people could have helped him are gone. Dom DeLuise, like his best friend, he's dead. Dinah Shore's dead. Who? Sally Field, she's still alive.
Yes.
Maybe she bid on the hangers. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you can bid on the Smokey and the Bandit car. It's a 1977 Pontiac Trans Am Coupe Y82 Special Edition.
Do they have an amount?
It is currently going for $60,000.
Okay, that's the only one that makes sense to me.
Right. There's a Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson marriage stagecoach. I guess when they got a custom-built motorized stagecoach built in 1979.
Wow. This is pretty
They're
sad.
Asking for $10,000 to $20,000 for that. You can buy a Burt Reynolds 1997 Dodge pickup truck.
And the only thing you've got is something that they say he drove.
Yes.
Yeah. That was going George Costanza driving John Voight's car.
You know what, though? Yeah. I guess that there's somebody out there, maybe a couple of somebodies, who they just idolize Burt Reynolds. You know, there are people who lock into a celebrity. And I'm sure somewhere out there, they have a house with a lot of Burt Reynolds stuff in it, like people have Elvis
or
stuff.
All celebrity stuff, and they go, "Oh, I'll add to my collection."
Yeah, maybe
the actual Bandit leather jacket is going for $6,500. So there must be multiple jackets in this lot.
Mm. And when I say I don't feel sorry for him, I don't mean that to mean I don't feel sorry for anybody. But I tend to not feel sorry for people who throw away or mismanage. Not, you know, $1 million, but millions of dollars. That's just stupid.
Boy, there's a lot of, there's like 700 different, 674 different items he's selling.
You ought to pick up some change. And what is he, has he got an IRS debt, or did they say?
I don't know. I didn't hear why he, yeah.
A lot of bad investments, they say. Said, and here's the other thing. They state this like, this is so sad. He's going to have to sell. He's already been forced to sell. I love this. Several of his homes.
Oh.
Several of
Not
his
all
homes.
Of them, but several of them. Whew. That's what keeps you from feeling bad for a guy like that. Nick Cage, he probably takes the prize for bad management. He had 15 houses.
Yes.
And they said, I'm not kidding, something like, I mean, it was like 400 cars or something. It was unbelievable. And he was making payments on all this stuff. So I don't feel bad for Nicolas Cage. Here, don't do that. You know, you get a lot of money. Put some money away. Who was it I just saw? Wow, who did I just see on television that was talking about, I'll think of it later. He was somebody famous. And he was talking about how surprised he was that his bandmates or his fellow actors in the show or whatever it was didn't save any money, didn't put any money. I'll think of it later. And he said, that just boggles my mind because he did, and he's okay. He's well off now. And look, who are we to say? There's some very convincing financial advisors and agents and managers, and somebody's always coming to you. If you're famous, everybody you ever knew, hey, man, I'm trying to start a restaurant. Remember, we were buddies in high school. And to you, it's chump change. You go, okay, here's $100,000. Let me help you get your restaurant going. Well, you do that several times here and there. I kind of get it, but I also don't get it. So Burt Reynolds, broke. Let's do some Burke segment. We have a lot to do, so let's start with some Burke segment. We'll start with Peon. And can I tell them, did you put it up yet?
I was waiting, yes. I will put it up right now.
Peon has kept something from us.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Peon Jr., I believe, has been born.
Yeah.
The proof of this, the proof arrived early. Prematurely, 2 weeks premature, and the proof of this is on our Facebook page. And if you'll go to Facebook.com, did you say it's up?
It's up right now.
Facebook.com/AM of the PM, a really cute, what a cute first little portrait, family picture of Peon and Peon Jr. I think you'll all really enjoy this.
It looks just like him.
It just
thankfully
screams,
he got my looks.
Yes, he did. It screams... Family holiday. Here are father and son. So I hope you all enjoy it. I really did. Thank you, Peon, for sending me that.
Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you.
You
can make that into an ornament for the
yes.
tree or something.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And when people say when a baby is born, I've always said they see what they think they see. Oh, he's got your ears mm-hmm. or your grandpa's nose. Nah, it's just a baby and they all mm-hmm. kind of look the same. This is the exception. This kid looks just like you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He has your ears,
mirror
your
image.
Eyes, your nose.
He looks exactly like
your
you.
Your beard. Everything.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but I've never seen a kid born with facial hair till now, and the little man has facial hair. So congratulations.
What else
do you have?
That was it. That's all I had.
Well, what could trump that? I mean, my goodness,
your
son, your new son, Peon Jr. And now we go. Let's take a break. We'll come back and get Dan. We'll have Dan's.
Yeah, I have a couple of things.
Oh, I know you do. And I can't wait. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do that. We'll eventually take calls. We got a bunch of stuff. So stay with us. Call your friends and neighbors. And remember that if you need a mortgage, American Equity Mortgage. Remember, if you already have a mortgage and you're a homeowner and you need to borrow money for something, also American Equity Mortgage. The way this works, and I know we've told you this hundreds and hundreds of times, but sometimes you hear something over and over and over and it doesn't really click because you're not interested, and then all of a sudden, ooh, that's me they're talking about. I now have an interest. I really do need some cash because something has come up. And I need money, and I'm a homeowner. Now I'll pay attention. Here's what you need to pay attention to. That money is readily available at ridiculously low interest rates because you are a homeowner and you have equity in your house. And American Equity Mortgage will show you how that works. So let's say you need the tuition money, or you have to pay for a wedding, or, I don't know, you had an emergency, a family medical issue. American Equity Mortgage. You borrow the money on the equity in your house, and the interest rate is very, very low because the current interest rates on mortgages are low. The other thing you might want to consider, in addition to, of course, a mortgage, is what they call a debt or bill consolidation loan. That means you take all your debt, your bills, let's go with charge cards because that's the number one culprit, and you get them paid off. Because if you do it yourself and pay the minimum payments every month, you can be paying them for 20 years. That's not an exaggerated amount of time. That's what they say is the average time frame for the average credit card debt. If you paid minimum payments, the average person will be paying for 20 years. Do you really want to do that? No. So let them pay it off. You pay them back at low rates. It's paid off sooner. There's some tax deduction probably involved there. Everybody wins. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Traffic. It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Meep, meep.
And it's time to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. It was a rough morning so far this afternoon. So not too bad. Just one incident to report. It's westbound Highway 70 just past 141. It did have the two right lanes blocked. It was a crash. They've gotten most of it out of the way. Just a couple emergency vehicles remain. They've gotten the crash scene out of the way. Westbound Highway 70 at 141. Just a short delay approaching. Other than that, a great start to your afternoon rush. Southbound 270, not seeing any problems down between 70 and 44. Same story westbound on Highway 64 between Vandeventer and McCaws and all the way out to the Boone Bridge. This update brought to you by Wix. If only everything in business was as easy as creating your own free professional website with Wix.com. Get your business online today for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Frank Ladd from The McGraw Show. In this season of rushing from store to store, party to party, let's remember the real reason for the season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
This holiday season, Granite Busters is giving back, and you can be a big part of something very special. It's the third annual Granite Busters Giving Tree. Help make Christmas special for one of 20 underprivileged local children. When you purchase granite countertops at Granite Busters, an ornament with a child's name and their gift list will be pulled from the Giving Tree. A portion of the sale will be allocated to the fulfillment of that child's unique gift list. It's a great way to make Christmas extra special this year. The Granite Busters Giving Tree. Visit the store today at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Peruse a 20,000-square-foot showroom and double warehouse. Check out over 500 in-stock slabs and pick out the perfect one for your home. And learn about the unbeatable specials that Granite Busters is offering right now. Best of all, once you complete your purchase, you can pick up your child's ornament from the tree and help fulfill the wish list. The Giving Tree. Only at Granite Busters. Call for details 636-322-2344 or visit online at GraniteBusters.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-959-4779. That's 1-800-959-4779. 1-800-959-4779. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think, I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Hey, it's Denise Bradley here from Appliance Discounters, and I wanted to share some great news with you. Appliance Discounters is now offering 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Now you can get your Electrolux appliances just in time for the upcoming holidays. Get the very lowest prices on Electrolux appliances and take up to 24 months without interest to pay for them. You just can't beat that. Just another reason why Appliance Discounters has the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Visit any of our four showrooms in person or shop online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hey, fellas. Watch her eyes twinkle this year when she peeks into that special green gift bag from Don Hennifer Jewelers. I'm Jerry the Jeweler, and this Christmas, I have 1/2-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for only $499 a pair. This is half off the regular price. You won't find diamonds that sparkle or shimmer better than these for this amount. We'll even gift wrap them for you for free. Make her Christmas special this year at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant. 314-921-3001 and donhenniferjewelers.com.
Company's coming, and there's no better way to prepare for the holidays than a visit to thecompanystore.com. From our famous lacrosse down comforters and pillows, still handcrafted in the USA, to the finest quality sheets, towels, and bedding basics, find holiday decor, apparel, and unique gifts for the whole family at thecompanystore.com. Right now, receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter code RADIO at checkout. 20% off and free shipping at thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The holidays are all about comfort, and no one knows classic comfort food like Bishop's Post Restaurant in Chesterfield. In fact, St. Louis Magazine named the Andouille Sausage Gumbo as a top dish of its comfort food list. Bishop's Post is the perfect gathering place over the cold holidays. And right now, you'll receive a free $20 gift card with a purchase of a $100 gift card. Your friends will love your great taste and great tasting food. For tidings of comfort and joy, visit Bishop's Post, located just south of Chesterfield Mall, or at bishopspost.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, this is Tony Bennett.
I love you, Tony.
Any singing here?
Yep.
Wow, who could it be?
Sounds like Tony Bennett.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
Oh man, that's from the 40s or something.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
This music all had a same sound.
It did.
You can hear any of it. You go, 1940s. Up the ground and take the bloom from the Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett. Okay, I had to do it. And now, with his contribution to the Burke segment, here's the one and only Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
And I have a couple of things. Number one, right out of the chute, I want to ask people to email me, danbig550@gmail.com. My daughter, Alyssa, turns 18 Saturday.
You have a daughter?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
She turns 18 on Saturday. Her, what she wants to to do on her birthday is to get a tattoo. She wants my thumbprint, her mother's thumbprint, and she wants to make that into some sort of a heart.
Not on her face.
No.
Okay. Well, where is actually, that's important.
Yeah, and I think she wants it on her heart, right? Right around that area, the chestal area.
Right. It's hard for you to say that about your own daughter.
Yes, I know.
It's hard for you to mention your own daughter's chest.
Yeah, I know.
Stiz.
I know. And she wants her mother, and she wants me to also get a tattoo with her. Her mom agreed to do it, which shocked me. And so then that leaves me, and it's like if I say no, then I'm the bad guy.
You're not the bad guy at all. I don't think it's her place to make you feel like you are somehow forced to get a tattoo just because she wants the tattoo and you're okay. And by the way, you can't stop her at 18.
Yeah, I know.
You do it anyway.
I know.
But I also think that it's her way, and you know, I don't think you mind if I say you're not all living together now.
No.
It's her way of bringing you back together.
Oh, boy.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
So, I'm just telling you. I'm not a psychologist, but that's what I hear.
Yeah. Well, I've decided to go ahead and do it.
Well, good for you.
And I'm going to have a thumbprint.
Now, you're going to do yours, though, on your face, I hope.
Oh, right on my forehead.
There you go.
So I'm going to have a thumbprint. And they say that to get a tattoo artist to do lines about a thumbprint and everything, I'm going to have her thumbprint on my chest, and I'm going to have it made into a musical note because she's going to major in music in college.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. And her mom, I think, is going to do a heart or something like that.
So her thumbprint is on you, just hers?
Yes.
And then hers on her mom's?
Yes.
And then she'll have all three?
And she'll have, no, she'll have
just the
me. The two of us.
Oh, just the two of you?
Me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So what I'm asking is, I don't know, I don't even know how much tattoos cost. I've heard so many different things, and I'm not sure.
Like anything else, I think it's who you go to.
Right.
Yeah, and where in the heck do you go? Someone that's kind of reputable, that's good, and...
Oh, well, you're gonna get 1,000 different answers.
Go down
the
Lake
of
the Ozarks. Yeah. There must be 30 tattoo parlors now around the lake. But the problem here.
You're gonna get so many different options.
Yeah, but you're not gonna know though from those emails. Is this somebody whose brother does tattoos, and they're telling me it's the place to go? How do you know the legitimate references?
Yeah.
I know. From the ones that have an agenda.
I would just, as some of the names you get, just type them into Google. The people do reviews of shops. They'll rate them for, 5 stars or whatever. You can just... Because
They have said that there are specialists. Like, you want a specialist that does lines and stuff for the...
Give me your email address again.
DanBig550@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's easy. Gmail might be tough, but people want to think of Yahoo. DanBig550@gmail.com. Yeah, you're going to get a bunch of... but I think if they're willing to give you a phone number and you call and say, tell me, and especially if somebody writes you and says, look, I'm about your age. I'm not really wild about tattoo, but I did kind of what you're talking about. I was a little reluctant to do it. And it sounds legit. You call them and say, where'd you go? What was the experience like? What did it cost? Yeah. And you can call the shop and say, what do you charge? I'm guessing for something like a thumbprint, $200, $300?
I don't know. I don't know. I've heard that they charge by the hour, that it's $100 an hour, or I don't know.
Well,
I've heard they
charge
by...
if you do that, then you just take your time.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not quite finished. I know it's only a thumbprint, but this is a 7-hour job for me. I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah, I don't know if I've always heard
it's by
prices
the,
by the size of the
yeah, that's what I've heard. You show them the example. If they see what you want done, they go, yeah, that'll be $200.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't fall for that hourly thing.
And then the next thing I had was the Rams deal. I did not see. I saw part of the game yesterday, which the Rams blew the Raiders out, but the Raiders are just horrible this year.
Right.
But I heard about it after a while that 5 players came out with their hands up. Right. And
actually, I think it was, I thought it was 6.
Was it 6?
No, it was 5. It was the wide receivers. I think when they announced the team, they bring them out in groups.
Yeah.
So it was the
it was
wide
fine,
receiver
right.
core.
It was fine.
Oh.
It was Tavon Austin, Stedman Bailey, Kenny Britt, Jared Cook, and Chris Givens.
And yes. I did see some stuff on the news around noon talking about that. and the police association would like an apology, wanted them to be fined. The NFL came back and said they're not going to fine them. And I'm guessing that they're not going to apologize because the NFL is just full of a bunch of thugs, criminals, and wife beaters anyway.
And compared to the other behavior, this is nothing. Why apologize?
And I want to give kudos to a place called the Timeout Sports Bar and Grill. They said, they put on Facebook, due to the boneheaded heads up.
You hands, said doo-doo. Edit that out.
Did I? Okay, I'll take it.
Doo-doo. Okay. Due to the boneheaded hands up, don't shoot deal with the Rams, they're going to take, they're not going to do any more happy hour specials with the Rams. They're not going to. They're going to take all of their pictures down, all of their signage and everything for the Rams down and the Timeout Sports Bar and Grill there on Gravois. So I saw that on Facebook. I thought that was pretty cool. But I just cannot believe the stupidity of these guys doing that.
These are five professional athletes, 20-something, 20-ish, okay, who are, I don't know them. Let's just say it's not uncommon for a guy in that position to be dumber than a box of rocks. They know football. They know how to play. But they don't know enough to think before they act. That's the reason for the driving, the drinking, the beatings, the behavior, the arrests. They don't think. They don't think about their actions. Whether they realize it or not, and I have to tell you that I think at least some of them do, if not all of them do realize it. When you put your hands up like that and you walk out, what you have said to me and especially to every police officer, you have just said, I actually think he had his hands up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you just called the witnesses liars. You just call the police murderers. That's what you just did. And if you don't apologize and mean it, I will tell you that I will never attend an event where those five people are playing. And as long as they're, and I'm, look, I don't go to many games anyway, so that doesn't really mean much. But what I would like to have seen and will never see it was maybe not yesterday, everybody get up and walk out of that stadium, but the next home game they could, because everybody there wasn't aware of it at the time. Depending on where you're seated, you may not have seen it. Well, now we all know what happened. And I read a couple of things where people said, if anybody had walked out on that field with something that said, I support Darren Wilson, oh my goodness, it would have been the end of the world. I do support Darren Wilson. I will say right now, I wish nothing but the best for Darren Wilson and his family. I hope he finds peace. I hope he finds a job. And I hope he finds a life without all of this. And I think he will. I think there'll be enough people who will quietly help him, police departments in other parts of the country or whatever. The man has suffered waiting out this process, and it is the process we have. And the other thing that I need to remind Tavon Austin, Stedman Bailey, Kenny Britt, Jared Cook, and Chris Stevens of is that the hands-up thing was a lie started by his robbery accomplice, Dorian Johnson. He's the kid that said, his hands were up, and he got a bunch of other people to... Let me give you an example of when scenarios the way I think it would have happened. That day that happened, his accomplice starts yelling, did you see that? His hands were up. He was walking away. He said, shot him in the back, shot him in the back. Well, people around hear that, and somebody says, hey, what happened over there? And he goes, oh, apparently that kid had his hands up. Now it starts.
Mm-hmm.
It starts and it spreads. They're saying what they heard, and then that person heard what another person heard, and it all started from Johnson's lie. And in the grand jury process, the reason I say that it was proven to not be true, let's zero in on the one. There are two things you have to zero in on which really were the things that brought the grand jury to their conclusion. One was the evidence, the three separate autopsies that all showed where the bullet. The other, though, was, again, let's go back to the testimony of six black witnesses. If you're black And you're going to go tell the authorities that that hands-up thing didn't happen and what you saw was really the truth, and six of you do that? That's pretty powerful testimony to me.
Yeah, and all their stories matched.
Because that's the last place you want to be, and that's the last thing you want to do, because you get snitches get stitches. You get it. And you know that if you're ever found out to have told the truth, bad things might happen to you, your family. It took a lot of courage and a lot of guts. But somehow or other, some people just want to discount that. They go, nah, it's like, okay, forget about that. His hands are still up.
Right. They're so far down this road now that they can't maybe step back and realize, all right, maybe this isn't the case. Maybe there, and we all know there probably is a case out there. Oh, you know, cases do happen where
this is not it.
But this is not it. Right.
And this is not the one. You're using the wrong case.
Exactly. They're behind the, you know, to use a, you know, you're backing the wrong horse.
And I know they're not listening. I say this all the time. The people I'm preaching to aren't listening. They're not listening. But if they were, I would say to you, do you not understand that you're hurting your own cause when you run around with your hands up? Don't you got my hands up? You're defeating the very thing that you're trying to accomplish here. You're looking for credibility. You're looking for somebody to believe you when you say, hey, too often, we're just because we're black, we're looked at with suspicion. Okay, I believe that. But I'm not going to believe you if you keep doing this kind of crap. And if Al Sharpton ever wants to turn a big corner and get any credibility with all the people who can't stand him, like me,
he
now's the time to do it. And all he'd have to do, because I'm trying to
It'll
think.
It'll never who, happen.
No, it won't. No. But I'm trying to think who could get up, not Nelly. Now, who could get up in front of all these people, hands up, don't shoot, and say, knock it off. That did not happen. Here's our agenda. Here's, we need to stay focused. Wow, Al Sharpton would in a minute change a lot of people's thoughts about who he is, what he stands for, but he's not going to do that.
Because he would be changing minds of the people that he's not, that he doesn't get his, you know, how he gets his donations and things like that. That's not who he's trying to,
no.
You know what I'm trying
to. He's an SH disturber.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not stirring it up by doing that. And then one last thought, and I'm glad Dan brought it up. We're not going to dwell on it, but, and again, I like to be sometimes the only person that I know of who says certain things. And I'm going to say this, and nobody else has said this. I think Ferguson should go away. Literally, the town of Ferguson should go away. Times Beach, Missouri, ceased to exist in 1983. I believe it was 83. Dioxin was found. And by 85, there's a term for it. They dissolved. Literally, there was no such place as Times Beach. Ferguson, in its best interest, there needs to no longer be a Ferguson, Missouri. Because for the next 20 years, the name Ferguson, Missouri, it's going to cause a lot of people to want to stay away from there, not do business there, blah, blah, blah. Become part of somebody else's municipality. Be an extension of another. Be unincorporated. Does that make sense? Don't be Ferguson. Because you're dioxin. Ferguson's dioxin is this mess that's going on now. That's your poison. And that has poisoned your soil, poisoned your community. And you need to go the way of Times Beach. And that's not a slam at Ferguson. I'm saying that as the quickest way to get beyond this. And then people will remember. Remember when there was that town, Ferguson, Missouri? Well, that town didn't exist anymore. That town shouldn't continue to exist. It should be part of another municipality. That would be my suggestion.
I have one more thing from this guy named Rich Lowry. He's a writer for the New York Post. And he said, basically what he said, if Michael Brown, after he stole cigarillos and pushed a clerk, and if he would have held his hands up and said, don't shoot, he would almost certainly be alive today. That's what this Rich Lowry guy said.
That's the absolute truth.
Yeah.
And I want to commend it's the guy at the Jeff Rorta, the St. Louis Police Officer Association, who at the end of this article I'm reading, he says, I know there are people who will say these players are exercising their First Amendment rights. He says, well, I got news for people who think that way. Our cops have First Amendment rights, too, and we plan to exercise ours. Hallelujah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yes, you do. And you should exercise them. So shame on those five players. That's all I got to say. I don't care what anybody. I loved it when I read, like in USA Today, they were just they were courageously expressing their solidarity. No, they weren't expressing solidarity, but coming out with a sign that said, "We love Ferguson, and we're here to show our support to the merchants and the people that didn't deserve to get hurt in Ferguson." That's solidarity. That's what you should have done. As, you know, let's rebuild Ferguson. Something to that effect.
Yeah.
Ballast Dental Care is where I've been going to the dentist for 41 years. I almost wanted to tie it into this thing, but I don't want to do that. Like if you got your teeth knocked out in a riot or something, go to Ballast Dental Care. But I have other ways of promoting Ballast Dental Care. Starting with maybe you haven't been to the dentist for a while, or maybe a long while, maybe years, maybe many, many, many years. Don't worry about it. They've seen worse than you. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Get in there. Maybe you have a dentist, your teeth are fine. You've had regular checkups, but your dentist died. It happens. We're all going to die. Dentist retired. You got tired of your dentist being mean. He or she has bad breath. Whole list of things. You've put it off and put it off and put it off. Don't put it off anymore. Change dentists. Ballast Dental Care, 41 years. I love this place. And every email I've gotten from everybody who has gone, you read through them consistently, it's the same message. Wow, you were right. I never believed this was possible. I'll never be afraid to go to the dentist again. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
I'll start with the good news. They've cleared that accident westbound Highway 70 at 141. Working with the new stall westbound 64 at 94. 44 eastbound just before the Six Flags exit. Got a stall reported there as well. And a stall southbound 55 at Merrimack Bottom. Already starting to see some volume southbound 170. The Galleria Parkway down to 64. 270 eastbound between Lindbergh and the Interbelt, as well as 64 westbound starting at Hampton, then again at Spady. This update brought to you by Wix. If only everything in business is as easy as creating your own free professional website with Wix.com. Get your business online today for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com. From the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local. News.